Hello, hello, and welcome back. I'm your host Kerim, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, which is broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territories of the Hunkaminium-speaking Musqueam people. We are in the 24th episode of Euroneuro, where we are going backwards in recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year, and in this episode, we are going to talk about Eurovision 2001. Right before we started, I had a nice surprise when I came into the studio and Eurovision 2004 episode was playing was on replay. But now we are live and we will talk about Eurovision 2001 in our brand new episode for this month. Before I start talking about Eurovision 2001, I want to make a small announcement, which is about a missing person Surrey RCMP is requesting public assistance for. They are asking help in locating 18-year-old Joseph Maku. Joseph Maku is a first-year scholarship student at UBC studying kinesiology, and he was reported missing on October 23, 2024. He was last seen on October 22nd, 2024, in the 9600 block of 130th Street, Surrey. Police and family are concerned for Joseph's health and well-being. He is described as an 18-year-old black male, 6'5", 200 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes, and he was wearing a black hoodie, black North Delta Huskies basketball shorts, and black and white basketball shoes the last time he was reported seen. If anyone has information on the whereabouts of Joseph, please contact the Surrey RCMP at 604-599-0502. I repeat, 604-599-0502 is the phone number you need to report if you have any information on whereabouts of Joseph Maku. The code, the file number you need to quote when you call is 2024-157805. I repeat the code file when you call if you have any information about the whereabouts of Joseph Maku. The file number 2024-157805. Thank you all very much in advance. So let's start talking about Eurovision 2001 in our brand new episode. This was a contest that took place in Copenhagen, Denmark, following the country's victory at the 2000 contest, the millennial contest, with the song Fly on the Wings of Love by Olsen Brothers. They performed the winning song again at the opening ceremony of Eurovision 2001, where they performed for the host country. Eurovision 2001 was won by Estonia, which, as I have repeated several times before throughout the show, is one of my most favorite Eurovision countries, especially one of my two most favorite Eurovision countries together with Moldova. This is great that Estonia has a victory in their history, but unfortunately, it's not a good song. It's not a song that I like in this year, and I actually don't know how they secured the victory, because prior to the contest, the bookmakers considered Greece as the biggest favorite and Denmark as a close contender. Denmark turned out to be an actual close contender. They had a very tight race with Estonia until the very end of the voting sequence, but Estonia secured the win. I'm hoping for the day I will see a Moldovan victory as well. Estonia won the contest with the song Everybody by Tanel Padar and Dave Benton, joined by 2XL on the stage. And this is a bop song, and Dave Benton, who was born and raised in Aruba, was the first black person to win the Eurovision Song Contest. And at the age of 50 years and 101 days, he was the oldest contestant at the time to win the contest. And we will start with listening to the countries that I have mentioned, Estonia, Denmark. We will also hear the bookmaker's favorite and a very good song in my opinion, Greek entry. But before that, I want to also mention the eligibility for Eurovision 2001. In this year, different than usual format was followed to identify or determine the 23 countries that participated. These were made up of previous year's winning country, Denmark, the big four countries, UK, France, Germany and Spain, and 12 countries which had obtained the highest average points total over the preceding five contests, and the remaining spots were filled by any eligible countries which didn't compete in the Eurovision 2000. This was an interesting combination of countries, and I think this hasn't been followed for a too long of a time period during the Eurovision. And soon, I think if I remember correctly, in Eurovision 2005, it should be a semi-final was introduced. Anyways, so we will start by hearing the winning song by Estonia, from Estonia, Everybody by Tanel Padar and Dave Benton, joined by 2XL on the stage. Welcome back, everyone. You're on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR, and we have just heard the winning song of Eurovision 2001, Everybody by Tanel Padar and Dave Benton, joined by 2XL representing Estonia. Moving on, I'm going to play the song that came in second in a very tight race. It was the Danish entry, Never Ever Let You Go, by Rollo and the King. And what makes this song special is that it's a country song. And we don't often hear country songs on Eurovision Song Contest. And it's always a joy to hear this genre on the Eurovision stage. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to play this song. So let's hear the Danish entry that was performed at the last spot of the night of Eurovision 2001, which is a clearly advantageous spot, and Denmark being the host country makes me raise my eyebrows about how the running order was determined. But anyway, the song is a good one, and it was considered to be one of the favorites, so no wonder they performed well. They almost got the win again following 2000, but they couldn't, and they had to wait until 2013 to secure another win. Let's hear Never Ever Let You Go by Rollo and the King representing Denmark in Eurovision 2001.
You go, though you hurt my feelings, you bring back memories all the time. I'll never ever be the same since you left me lonely, so please come back to me again. Oh, yeah. Oh. I'll never ever let you go.
What a performance by the Denmark and the Danish entry of Never Ever Let You Go by Rollo and the King. It was a great performance and amazing to hear the live instrument. It has been a long while since live instruments have been allowed on the stage of Eurovision, and they did a marvelous harmonica performance and an amazing country song as well. It was the runner-up of Eurovision 2001, the Danish entry. And coming up next, I'm going to play two songs from the Iberian Peninsula, Portuguese and Spanish entries back-to-back. The Portuguese entry is called Soce Ser Feliz Assim by MTM, and the song's name means I Only Know How to Be Happy Like This. They came in 17th, not a very good ranking or not a very good results, but I like this song, and their score was just enough to make it into 2002 contest. However, the Portuguese state TV of RTP decided to withdraw from Eurovision 2002, which allowed Latvia to enter the Eurovision Song Contest, and Latvia ended up winning the Eurovision in 2002. So I'm going to play the Portuguese entry, and it will be followed by the Spanish entry of Dile Que La Quiero by David Civera, and the song's name is Tell Her That I Love Her. It's a Latin pop song. I really like this song, and it came in sixth. Not a bad performance by Spain, and not a bad performance for a big four country. Let's hear Portuguese and Spanish entries. Sosei Ser Feliz Assim by MTM and Dil Que La Quiero by David Civera, back to back. And after that, we will take a short break. Subsequently, I'll be back.
Essa é minha fantasia. E é no teu beijo que eu encontro o feitiço. No teu abraço, o calor de que eu preciso. No teu olhar, um desejo atrevido. Com o teu amor, tudo faz sentido. Ai, eu só sei.
Entiende que no está conmigo en esta. mucho daño, que todo es mentira.
Dile que la quiero, que siempre fui sincero.
Dile que me estoy volviendo loco por una tontería.
Dile que navego entre el amor y el miedo.
Dile que me está matando esa melancolía.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life, when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is eStudio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, eStudio. eStudio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at eStudio.cafe. eastudio.cafe.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest of CITR Song Contest show of CITR 101.9 FM. Before the break, we heard the Portuguese and Spanish entries for Eurovision 2001, which is the year that we are talking about in this episode. And the songs were "Sosa Feliz Asim" by MTM and "Dile Que La Quiero" by David Civera, respectively. Portugal, as I said before, came in 17th, Spain came in 6th with their songs. Moving on, I'm going to take you to the colder countries, take you up north in Europe, and I'm going to play three songs back-to-back from Scandinavia. We will hear Icelandic, Norwegian, and Swedish entries of Angel by Tutriki, On My Own by Haldor Legrid, and Listen to Your Heartbeat by France back-to-back. Icelandic and Norwegian entries shared the last place with 3 points only. They came in 22nd out of 23rd country, like both of them came in 22nd because they had equal points. Icelandic entry of Angel by Tutiki, the Bob song. I like the song, but more importantly, the reason I'm playing it is because it's composed by an Icelandic artist that I really like, Magnus Thor Sigurdsson, Sigmundsson, I apologize. And Norwegian entry is a very nice ballad. It's called On My Own by Haldor Lagrid, and I'm very surprised it only received 3 points. The Swedish entry has a plagiarism allegation against it. It's called Listen to Your Heartbeats by the band Friends, and it before I checked the background of the song and find out it is a plagiarism controversy, I literally thought it was an ABBA song playing on stage. It's a band just like ABBA. ABBA has 2 women, 2 men, and they have 3 women, 3 men on the stage singing a song that is exactly the same type, exactly the same genre as ABBA. And I understand where they are coming from, obviously, from ABBA's previous win in Eurovision 1974, if I remember correctly, with the song Waterloo, 1973, I apologize. Or 1974, I have to double check, I apologize. Yes, 1974. They won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1974. I was correct the first time. They tried again, Sweden apparently, with a similar genre, similar band, similar song. But unfortunately, the world had moved on and they preferred something else. Anyway, before the contest, the song was accused of being very similar to Belgian entry for Eurovision 1996, Liefde is een kaartspel, which means life is a card game. I hope I didn't butcher the pronunciation, but anyway. So there has been an judicial process actually, like the EBU took it to the court, and the court decided there was no plagiarism. That's how the song was cleared to perform in Eurovision. And even though they were given high chances, they came in 5th, which is not a bad result. I'm going to play that song as well. So just as a reminder, in this patch we will hear Icelandic entry of Angel by Tutriki, Norwegian entry of On My Own by Haldor Lagrid, and Swedish entry of Listen to Your Heartbeat by Friends back to back.
Flying into my life like a shooting star, so open-hearted. And I was just a joker, but you the queen of hearts, and so it parted. But now I feel closing in you. Pick me up and take me there. No illusion. I know I'm gonna find you somewhere in the clouds of my confusion. But now I feel you closing in. You pick me up and take me there. Oh, angel, show me a sign. Consume me with your arrow right through the side of mine. Angel, show me the way. I walk the straight and narrow, so hit me when I
Closing in you, pick me up and take me there.
I thought I already knew it all, but try. Nothing left to do for you and I. Listen to your heartbeat, it will take you higher. Don't follow your emotions, I know you get stronger. And listen to your heartbeat, the feeling will guide you. Hold on to devotion, I know it's inside you. Listen to your heartbeat.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress Of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you. Right side of my neck still smells like you. Lebanon is facing a deep humanitarian crisis with nearly 1.2 million people displaced. In response, Lebanese diaspora and friends have organized a silent auction to raise funds for mutual aid initiatives on the ground, providing essential aid like food, sanitary products, and emergency shelter. You can bid via app.galabid.com/van2 LEBANON. The auction will close at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time on Friday, October 11th. Or if you're interested in donating funds, you can reach out today via email at Vancouver2@Lebanon.com.
We stand for peace, we stand for justice for the people of Palestine and for the upholding of international law.
On November 30th, join Irish for Palestine, BC, for a night of crack agus ciol, including trivia, music, dancing, and fundraising for an important cause. All funds raised will be donated to Medical Aid for Palestinians, a long-standing charitable organization responding to the humanitarian emergency in Gaza and Lebanon by providing on-the-ground medical supplies and complex care to children and families impacted by violence. Tickets are $15, and the event will be held in the function room of Foy's Irish Bar. To find out more, visit at Irish for Palestine BC on Instagram. That's at Irish for Palestine BC with a numerical 4. Saoirse don Phalastine.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about Eurovision 2001 in this episode, and before the break, we have heard three songs from Scandinavia. The Icelandic entry by Too Tricky, with the song Angel, the Norwegian entry of On My Own by Haldor Lagrid, and Swedish entry of Listen to Your Heartbeat by Friends. We have heard two PSAs, public service announcements, regarding the genocidal state of Israel's waging war against Palestine and Lebanon, and both the mutual aid call out for Lebanon and Irish for Palestine fundraisers are highly important to support during this time. As we speak, as the new episode of our show began, like around 40 minutes ago, the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon also began, and finally, hopefully, Lebanese people are having a ceasefire. Although this ceasefire agreement had been reached during the day in Vancouver time, However, the genocidal state of Israel used the final day of attacks to kill a lot of people. At least 42 people were killed during the final day of the war, just before the ceasefire began. The central Beirut, the capital of Lebanon, was also targeted. I want to mention this in our show as well. So moving on, I'm going to play two songs from two former Yugoslavian states, Croatia and Slovenia. Croatian entry is a really, really nice ballad that I really like from Eurovision 2002. It's called Vanna by Strings of My Heart. It's called Strings of My Heart by Vanna. And it's a... as I said, really nice ballad that came in 10th. It finished in top 10, which is not a bad result at all. And this will be followed by a Slovenian entry of Energy by Nusa Derenda. And this is a song that I wanted to play because I don't get the chance to play Slovenian entries every time. And this is also one of Slovenia's best results in Eurovision 2001. It was their equal best result at the time of Eurovision 2001. They equaled their best result from Eurovision 1995, where they finished 7th. So, as a small reminder, I'm going to play two entries from two former Yugoslavian countries. Croatia and Slovenia, String of My Heart by Vanna and Energy by Nusa Derenda, back to back.
Don't break my heart, oh no. can't help the closer that I get, you further away. Energy, I feel such energy. Electric runs right through me, I'm in ecstasy. Your caress, the sweetness on your lips, but the closer heartbeat, I'm electrified. With just one look, your body moves me, moves me. If for 1 second you'd remember me, then I would break free.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And in this episode, we are talking about Eurovision 2001. We have just heard the Croatian and Slovenian entries of String of My Heart by Vanna and Energy by Nusa Derenda, respectively. We are closing in to the end of our show, and now I'm going to play the favorite song to win the Eurovision 2001 before the contest took place that year, the Greek entry of Die For You by Antique. They had a great performance, they came in third, and this was a really nice folk song foreshadowing the country's win that will come in 4 years with Elena Papadou and her song My Number One. Interestingly, Elena Papadou is one of the composers sole composer, I should double check, of the song that I'm going to play now in Eurovision from Eurovision 2001. We are going to hear Die For You by Antique representing Greece in Eurovision 2001. That was the Greek entry for Eurovision 2001, Die For You by Antique. You are listening to Eurovision Song Contest Show of CITR 101.9 FM, Euro, and time to wrap up this episode. Thank you all so much for tuning in. It has been 2 years since I started doing this show. The first episode was aired on November 29th, 2022. And today marks the 24th episode of Euro. I'm very grateful for the opportunity given to me by CITR 101.9 FM, the very welcoming environment here, and to most importantly, to all the listeners out there. I hope you are enjoying your evenings, and I'm going to close the show, as I always do, with a very nice ballad. The French entry by Je ne que mon âme. Meaning All I Have Is My Soul by Natasha St-Pierre. And thank you all again for tuning in today. I'm hoping to meet you again in our next episode, where I will be talking about Eurovision 2000. Coming up next after this, there will be Africa Zit by Daniela Lusan. It's a great show. I highly recommend you tune into that one as well. And time to close the show, as I said, with the French entry Je ne que mon âme by Natasha St-Pierre, and hope to meet with you again in our next episode. Until then, take care and goodbye.
Puisque ton cœur ne brûle plus comme autrefois, même si l'amour, je crois, ne se dit pas, mais puisqu'il faut parler, alors écoute-moi, mais je n'ai que mon âme pour te parler de moi. Oh, juste mon âme et ma voix, si fragile flamme au bout de mes doigts, dérisoire ça. Même si tu dis que je fais